It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The New York City Ballet's Winter Performance Series is underway now, offering a mix of classic works and new creations. Throughout this season, this company and others, such as American Ballet Theatre, have featured more diverse performers and creators, results of an ongoing effort to make a centuries-old art form more relevant and inviting to new audiences. WNYC's Precious Fondren reports on a season of change, kickstarted by groundbreaking work from a superstar artist who'd never worked in ballet.
When the New York City Ballet announced last fall that it had commissioned a new score from the Grammy Award-winning artist Solange Knowles, the news sparked a flurry of excitement online. Some people said Solange's involvement was the push they needed to finally see a ballet. Some attendees of the performance, like Sarah Ibrahim, made seeing it a family affair.
We're huge fans of Solange already, and then we've been wanting to go to the ballet in our city. We're from Toronto, and it's very expensive there. It's like $200-$300. So then when we saw that she was having a ballet show here, we looked at the prices, saw that they were pretty affordable. So we bought tickets and then planned our whole trip around seeing her.
Solange's score accompanied Gianna Rising's dance, Playtime. She's only the second Black woman to compose a score for the New York City Ballet. Lauren Epps is a former ballet dancer who has lived in New York City for over 3 years. She visited the New York City Ballet for the first time to witness Solange making history.
It means a lot. It's been a place where we haven't always been welcomed, and just to see one of our own, one of a familiar face and somebody who I respect as an artist, actually make it to this level and, you know, see her presented in this light where it's so positive and such a good thing and everyone gets to see and hear what she's doing. I think it's amazing.
Julia Folks is a professor of history at the New School. She says the murder of George Floyd ushered in a reckoning where elite arts companies had to reflect and make significant changes. Folk says presenters should be focused on featuring more people of color throughout productions and telling contemporary stories to gain a diverse audience.
For these art forms to survive, they know they have to change their audience. There are only so many elderly white people who can support the arts. It's not just a matter of money either. It's a matter of relevance. And I think that ballet has struggled over the last couple of decades to figure out how it speaks to people.
In this case, a more diverse pool of collaborators seems to have worked for the New York City Ballet. The company says 73% of single ticket sales for performances of Playtime were first-time attendees. City Ballet hasn't been alone in embracing change. Earlier this season, American Ballet Theatre debuted Lifted, a new dance by choreographer Christopher Rudd, with music by Carlos Simon. The work featured an all-Black cast and creative team. Janet Raleigh is the CEO and executive director of American Ballet Theatre.
What I really emphasize about Lifted is not just that there is a Black choreographer and a Black cast, but the fact that the key creative collaborators are also Black. Composer, lighting designer, costume designer, guest conductor. I think when I think about the ballet ecosystem and the places that we've been able to participate, it's all throughout the process of making a ballet that I'm interested in making sure that we're elevating new and diverse voices.
Raleigh was a professional dancer for a number of years, but her most recent job before American Ballet Theatre was running Beyoncé's management company, Parkwood Entertainment. When she became ABT's first Black CEO last year, she set out to change how performances were marketed, to clarify that going to the ballet is not just for the elite.
It seemed that you had to dress up to come to the ballet. You had to know everything about the protocols, the pantomime, and so on and so forth in order to understand and enjoy it. And I think we spend a lot of time thinking about how to demystify the experience.
Choreographer Rudd says the most diverse audience he's ever encountered was when he debuted his work Touché for American Ballet Theatre in 2021. The dance explores love between two men. Rudd says the premiere felt like a celebration with the audience.
If you're trying to get audiences back, especially after COVID, and you're trying to get a more diverse audience and a younger audience or whatever the audience is that you're looking for, you can't do the same thing to get them there. Like, they speak a different language. They have a different attention span. They have a different desire. And we can do more to tap into those things.
Calvin Royal III is a principal dancer with American Ballet Theatre and appeared in both Touché and Lifted. He hopes exciting cross collaborations and fresh stories will become a part of the DNA of future storytelling.
I just hope that the next generation of young dancers coming up, young creatives coming up, will see that, you know, nothing is impossible. It's like these breakout moments, we have a chance to really experience change in real time and educate and inspire audiences.
New dances with modern themes are included in City Ballet's winter performance series going on now at Lincoln Center. And ballet goers who missed out on hearing Solange's score in the fall will have another chance when playtime returns this spring. Precious Fondren, WNYC News.